La banda que toca
va. Tropical va.
El mambo quita pena.
¿Por dónde estás? Va.
El Valle de las Palmas
va. Tropical va.
Música bailable.
¿Por dónde vas? Va.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this is the music of a band that I found on the internet. And of course, I'll tell you about them when we're done. But check out the song. It's a really nice song. It's called Más Tropical. The name of the band is Quita Penas from Riverside, California. Check them out. Okay, so this would be a band that you would consider a local band, believe it or not, out of Riverside, which is east of L.A. in the what they call the Inland Empire. This is a band that I found on the internet because I got some announcement for some party somewhere out in the Inland Empire, and the name sounded interesting to me, Quita Penas.
Take away the sadness.
The band is a mixture of a bunch of people. They're Chicanos. They're from South America. They're from all over. They have an album out called Más Tropical Volume 1. I just left that Volume 1 part. And they're really into the whole Afro-Latino expression. That was a little bit of merengue, a little bit of cumbia on that one. That one is a remix. Somebody remixed their original track. So they're very creative. I really liked what I heard, and I liked the fact that they remixed it. And the combination of the name and that Volume 1, that really got me. Because then that means, where's Volume 2, Volume 3? And I just like the fact that the internet can make what is essentially a local band, just get them out there.
I love it.
So this is a new music show, and we started it off with some new music. We have a bunch of stuff. We have a potpourri. We have a mishmash. We have a nice combo of music. I think your track is up next. What did you bring?
I brought something by the band Hello Seahorse from Mexico. No es que no te quiera. It's not that I don't love you, Felix.
I understand.
Bye.
for the Funky Cats. Are you ready?
Yep.
Hello, Seahorse from Mexico City. What do you think of that?
Some of their music I like, but in this particular track, it sounds derivative of other music that I've heard before. The instrumentation, the beats, the arrangement, it doesn't sound like it's any of their more creative stuff. And that's what, you know, I always listen for, which is interesting because the song we started with is, you know, we've heard merengue, we've heard cumbia and all that before. I've heard it before, but they approached it differently. They did a little something different. In this track, like I said, I'm a fan of the band, but that wasn't one of their strongest.
I'm especially fascinated by her voice, by vocalist Denny Gutierrez, or she's known as Lo Blondo's voice. It's such a unique, operatic, unmistakable voice. When I first heard it on the album Bestia, their first successful album, I didn't know how I felt about her voice. That operatic voice left me almost uneasy, but I started to fall in love with it. And she, I researched a little because I've never heard a voice quite as theatrical as hers. And she did, in fact, start as an opera singer at age 14.
Wow, training.
Yeah, she did start training. And do you remember that we saw her in Mexico City 2 Vive Latinos ago? She was singing with the band Zoé. Obviously, you need a microphone in front of such a huge crowd, but her voice, she's so tiny, and you just don't really know. It's almost like her voice is so huge, it consumes all of her.
Right.
It's really amazing, and it's all good with young singers who want to be delicate and emo and love sync, but it's pretty cool to have such a powerful, strong voice as a woman.
She uses it to great effect.
They're nominated. I just wanted to mention they're nominated for an Indie O Music Award or an IMAS.
So what are the Indie O Music Awards?
Well, they're all about the Mexican independent music industry, which is, as far as independent music goes, one of the biggest industries that exists in Latin America. So they have these awards. They've been happening since 2008. And this is... what are they being nominated for? I think it's for a Best Pop Album. And yeah, Best Pop Album for this album, which is called Arunima.
Well, good luck to them on that nomination. And it's fascinating to know about those Indie O Awards, too. We ought to look into all the nominees and play some
Maybe
of the
music. Maybe we should go.
Let's
somewhere.
Go.
Well, I'm booking a flight.
Okay, all right. Well, let's finish the show first. Let's finish the show first. We're going to continue with more music from your part of the world, Enanitos Verdes.
Argentina.
Right. This is from their new album, and I like the album as a whole. But when they play instrumentally, it reveals a different side of them, and it shows off their musicianship, because they've been around for a long time, and they're all very accomplished musicians. They've been doing it, and they're good at what they do. And I think an instrumental just really shows it off. This is called Rosita.
Should I keep on booking the flight while we listen to this?
Yeah.
Lo que yo quise siempre para mí. En silencio te amé, toda una vida te busqué. Un milagro es poderte conocer. Y ahora sé, nena, sos vos. Ahora sé, nena, sos vos. La única.
We don't. You said it was instrumental.
Yeah, I got the wrong song. I got the totally wrong.
What is this?
This is
It's still in Anitos Verde.
Sure, but it's their song called Rosita, but it's not an instrumental.
Got it.
Like I said, I like the album, and this is one of the songs that
I love it. No, I don't.
You don't like it?
Let's keep listening.
Okay.
Va a caer. He soñado de mirarte, de poder sentirte al fin. Sos lo que yo quise siempre para mí. Y ahora sé, nena, sos vos. Ahora sé, nena, mi amor. La única.
Well, it's an instrumental with vocals.
Nice trying to cover up.
Yeah, I know. And I see a look on your face. You're not really happy with this one.
No. Okay. I'm about to climb on the altar and be...
No, okay, go ahead.
No, I'm about to have my Argentine card revoked and my Latin rock card revoked.
Uh-oh.
Felix, I have something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not a fan of Los Enanitos Verdes. Should I leave now? So why, for audiences who don't know, why is this a big deal? Los Enanitos Verdes are kind of pillars of Latin rock. People adore them. They're pillars of Argentine rock, and they've been around forever. They're kind of... When you think of bands who really set the foundations for Latin rock as we know it, you think of Los Enanitos Verdes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know. I've just never been able to get into it. It sounds a little bit... I don't know. It sounds a little too cheesy for me, but I totally respect people who like it.
Their album is more of the same of what they do.
They're popular.
People like them. They're popular all over the country, all over Latin America.
They're loved in Latin America.
And this new album, I really enjoyed. I don't know. Maybe it's the retro part of me that just goes back to hearing that, you know, that early sound of Latin rock, with a little bit of a modern twist. But I just the album hit me right. The right way.
Can I keep working here?
Yes, you can. It's allowed. It's allowed. Can I keep working here because I played the wrong song?
No. Okay. You're fired.
All right.
Oh. Okay. You know what I did the other day?
What?
So last, I think it was two shows ago, you brought an artist called Natalia Clavier.
Oh, yes.
And I was so excited by what you played for us off of her new album, Lumen, that I went and I got it. And I played the whole album and I brought another Natalia Clavier song. I have my job back?
Yes, you have your job back.
Okay, great. This is Adios.
killer retro sound on that organ.
Oh, yeah.
What a great track. It is a very, very good album.
This album, Lumen, is such an I'm Over You album. Remember the last song we played by her the other day? It went along the lines of, I'm taking a train, I'll never see you again,
right. Yeah.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
And this one is, I'm dancing all night long and I don't care anymore.
It's fun to see her as she's releasing her first album and see how the producers are doing different things with her voice, because it's such a presence.
Oh, yeah.
And this song is very different from the last song that we played. And, you know, I got to give props to anybody who includes a nice guitar solo like that in the song, because you just don't hear enough guitar anymore, as far as I'm concerned.
And I'm trying to figure out how you say No hay dos sin tres, which is the chorus line. How do you say No hay dos sin tres in English? Is it kind of like these things come in threes, or when it rains, it pours?
Something like that.
Right. Like, yeah. If there's two of them, there's three of them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that works.
What was the other saying the other day that I needed help with? Ah, sudar fiebre ajena. I want to ask our listeners for help on that.
We decided that it was sort of like...
Literally, it means don't sweat someone else's fever.
And we had a long discussion about just what how to translate that.
And you said something like, it just means cut it out.
I think it was, don't worry about their problems, worry about your own.
Okay.
Something like that. All right, let's hear from the listeners and see what they say.
I always like throwing out these little Spanish sayings to see how you translate that.
If it's just something she just can't translate.
Well, for If the Flies, we should...
What?
We should head over to Cuba for If the Flies.
Okay.
Por si las moscas. That means just in case. This is the nice Juarez. Brum, boom, tsh.
En el espejo, mi reflejo, mi mirada y mi voz. He descubierto por qué. estoy aquí, me siento feliz, me he descubierto yo.
There was a lot of very cool stuff going into that song. Her vocal reminded me of, and I've heard her before, we've played her before, but on this particular track, it reminded me of somebody like Abby Lincoln, the jazz singer, or maybe even a little bit of Betty Carter, another jazz singer, where they play with time. And yeah, it's a little laid back, and you know, of course, you're counting one, two, three, four, and each one of those numbers is a beat, but they're singing around the beats. And then that's what she was doing here. It's like stretched out like a piece of gum and then bringing it back together so that it fits in a place. And in the rap section, when they started doing the rapping,
then she really plays with tempo there.
Oh my gosh. And where it's, instead of keeping it to like four beats per minute, she just stretched it out over. It was just fascinating what they did with that track. I was mesmerized.
She's great. I do. I also get a vibe of an Erykah Badu vibe.
I did think Erykah Badu, but then I thought, well, where does she get it from? Abby Lincoln and Betty Carter,
or maybe even Billie Holiday, right? Yeah, like that. That there's such a, not because of the tempo stuff, but the sad sweetness in
yeah,
her voice
yeah, I guess
is
so,
very
right.
Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
This is the song "Fly," and funny you should talk about jazz. She has a love affair with jazz. She also reminds me of rapper Anna Tijoux.
Yes, she does.
And it's funny, both of them have a real relationship with jazz and hip hop.
Anna Tijoux told us she loves jazz. We had a long conversation
yes,
about jazz.
And I don't think that's a coincidence. Our colleague, Patrick Jernwetnanen, he wrote a fantastic article not so long ago about why jazz is so connected to hip hop. And we'll link to it on our website on npr.org/altlatino. But it has everything to do with that, the playing of tempo and the melding and reconstructing of rhythms and of words and of the abstract and the concrete. It's an interesting relationship. Now, she's touring with a jazz band throughout Europe, and she just released a second album called Viejo Sonido Turbio. But it's only available in Cuba. Maybe we have to go infiltrate Cuba. Should I book another
flight?
Yeah,
let's go. Get it going. Get it going. We're on it. Big fan of hers. Big fan. Another track. The next one's yours, too. Wait, don't book us. Don't book.
Oh, okay. So let's go back to Mexico.
Okay.
This is Los Fontana. They are up for an Indie O Award for Best Folk Album. And this is the song Gitana, featuring one of my favorite vocalists from Mexico right now, Juan Cirerol.
Se desarrolla al punto de la obsesión. canción. Te deseo tanto, tanto, hasta las lágrimas.
Hey, lots of people wanna make it in the business. My big secret, dropping some coolness. I don't really care if you talk about me. Nothing I can do for having some enemies. Hey, pretty baby, are you gonna be my lady? You will love the fire inside me. Come and try this real love guarantee. No more searching the masters right here.
I was hoping you'd do El Grito.
No, that's as close as I'm going to come. Ahua. No, you know, that was as if that sounded like the Beatles were from Tijuana. You know, it's from the north of Mexico, because that sounded so much like the Beatles. And then when they snuck in the accordion, it's like, oh, my God, the best of both worlds.
But I just realized as we were listening to this, I love Juan Cirerol. I love his voice. I love his music. I think he's just like this Mexican Johnny Cash from Mexicali.
Oh, that's right. We played that track. That
he's
was really
so good. But yeah. I just realized as we were listening to this, his voice sounds like an accordion.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah, it does in a way.
It sounds like an accordion. Right. He sounds like an accordion. Yeah. I say that with all the love in the world.
That was a great track. I like that.
Have you ever been to Mexicali?
No, I haven't been there. Been along the border a couple places, but not there.
But surprise, I thought you were going to say, yeah, I had a girlfriend there once.
Let's move on, man. Next is Dos Veces Cien.
No, aren't we going to play Os Mutantes?
That's last.
Oh, okay. I thought you had forgotten.
Oh, man. You ruined the surprise.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
We're not going to play Los Mutantes today.
First, we're going to play Sol Ocarina. This is Dos Veces Cien.
2 times 100.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yay.
Very nice.
That's Solo Karina. She's based in Colombia, but she was born in Guyana, Venezuela.
You know, it's a combination. It almost sounded like African, you know.
But it has like a calypso.
Oh, it was everything. And there's a video that goes along with it. And these guys are all just playing their butts off. And it's just a great band. I love that track. It's just a nice little party. Okay, now you can say... We're going to close out our show this week.
Now we're going to close out our show with a surprise.
Who could it be?
We're going to play Os Mutantes from Brazil.
And they're touring the United States this summer. And they're going to selected cities. And it's a chance to catch these legendary musicians. Big fans of theirs.
I wasn't sure about this new album, Full Metal Jacket, because I love classic Os Mutantes with Rita Lee at the front. Panet Circenses is just... I don't know. You want to talk about brilliant Latin rock. They did it, you know? And so I wasn't sure about this new Os Mutantes lineup without Rita Lee. But I really like this album. I don't know if that's happened to you with a band you just really love. And
things change. And
the lineup changes. The lead singer is no longer there. And you're very wary of this new version. But it's just a really great album.
Well, it happens. And yeah, it has happened to me in the past. And it just goes to show just how strong the band is.
Oh, my. Okay, we better do this fast because we're getting kicked out by the All Songs Considered guys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Look at that. They're ready to go.
Oh, my God. Robin Hilton is having a tantrum in the control. Stop throwing stuff.
Okay, we better play this song. But before we do, we want to remind our listeners that you can hear every song we played on today's show in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, where the conversation always continues.
And what else?
Hurry up.
Okay,
they're coming into the studio.
Okay. And
oh, my God. Stop. Okay. Come on.
This is our studio time, okay. Man.
And don't forget to All Latino Radio, 24/7, npr.org.
They are divas of NPR music.
Hey, guys.
It's a good show you guys
look at
do.
This. We can combine.
Do you guys want to hear, Robin, Bob, do you guys want to hear some Os Mutantes? We're finishing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, here we go. We're playing it now. Can you hear it in the background?
Yeah.
This is, what is the name of the song?
This is Vals LSD.
Okay.
So that's it. You don't have to interpret that for me. I understand this. It's
LSD.
This is waltzing on LSD.
Yeah. Waltzing on LSD.
My lessons are working.
From head to toes, the taste of thighs, the liquid air we burned at one. There was no love, it was beyond. We were as Christ, the godless son. The Father and Son, our Holy Ghost. Without the fear, without the ghost. Without the word, we will be on. Consider us a part of home. Without a word, we knew it all. The time was sweet, watching us, the tempting tasks that we have done. Are we the one? Are you the one? Am I just one, my sister's son? And I am gone, I see no more. I'm blind with gold. Was by there inside your mind, you wish it was. The time has gone, the trip begun, we're fading out still. Wonder if you will remember what we've seen. There was no love, it was beyond. We were as Christ, a godless son. For Father and Son, our Holy Ghost. Without the fear, without the ghost.
Without a word, we knew it all.
Consider us a part of all. From head to toes, we taste of all. Without a word.